Louis Vuitton, Saks Fifth Avenue store windows smashed in Beverly Hills. By Joel B. Polak on November 23, 2021. Los Angeles, California, store windows on Beverly Hills' famed Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles were smashed on Sunday in attempted burglaries that may have been related to recent mass looting events in the San Francisco Bay Area. NBC Los Angeles reported. Storefront windows near the Rodeo Drive shopping area in Beverly Hills were shattered Sunday in two apparent smash-and-grab burglary attempts. Officers responded to the Louis Vuitton and Saks Fifth Avenue stores shortly after midnight. The attempted break-ins were reported in the 200 block of North Rodeo Drive and the 9600 block of Wilshire Boulevard. Nothing was taken and no one entered the stores, police said. Many stores had installed shatterproof glass since the Black Lives Matter riots last year. Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Todd Johnson told NBC. As Breitbart News reported, high-end stores in San Francisco's Union Square were hit last Friday night, a Nordstrom location in suburban Walnut Creek on Saturday night, and a Lululemon store was ransacked in San Jose on Sunday. The methods used in Beverly Hills appear to mimic those used in the Bay Area attacks, which relied on convoys of vehicles in the attacks. Local KTLA quoted Beverly Hills Police Department Sergeant Anthony Adams. Multiple suspects traveling in several vehicles descended on the locations and used a sledgehammer to try to break through front windows. Nothing was taken from the Beverly Hills stores, and no arrests were made, though police are still investigating. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.